Much of what I said last week about the parable of the talents also applies to the text we're going to look at today.
上礼拜我们谈到那个才干的比喻也适用在今天这段经文里面。
And that's because Jesus is, he's coming back and keeps teaching about the kingdom of heaven.
因为耶稣他在这边不断地在教导这个天国的真理。
And in this whole section here, his whole focus is specifically on the final judgment day that's going to happen when it's going to be decided who can go into the kingdom of heaven and who will be left out.
这整段经文里面的重点都是在讲最后那个审判日来到的时候要怎么样来分别谁可以进天国谁不能进去。
Now, do you remember last week with the parable of the talents?
记不记得上礼拜那个才干的比喻?
What was important there for deciding who gets kept into the kingdom and who gets left out of the kingdom?
在那个比喻当中是用什么来决定谁可以进天国谁不能进去?
Anyone have an answer? It's too much of a shock early. Return on investment, right?
就是有没有利息?
Good job, Miles. Seems like, you know, it takes a while to get into it. yeah, the fact whether or not there was any growth, any fruit, any return on investment.
就是我们在永恒的投资上有没有有没有去投资有没有拿到利息有没有结果子
So it was not an issue of how much work you have done.
所以重点不是你做了多少。
It was just whether is there any fruit or not.
而是到底有没有结出果子。
Now, Jesus is continuing to teach this spiritual principle.
在今天这段经文里面耶稣继续来谈这个教导这个原则。
And actually, you see it all over the scriptures.
其实我们在圣经上很多地方都会看到这个原则。
We're not going to go back and read the Sermon on the Mount today, but that's in Matthew 5-7. That whole sermon that Jesus preaches there is great for you to periodically go back and read.
我们今天不回去看那个马太福音登山宝训那一段哦，就是在马太福音5-7章。
So, just, you know, jot that down and sometime when you're doing some of your own personal devotions, go there to read it.
这段经文很值得好，不断的去念，重复去念，所以如果你在灵修的时候，想到的时候就可以回去。
But in Matthew 7:16-17, Jesus makes the same point.As Matthew chapter 7, verse 16-17.
在马太福音7:16-17, 耶稣也讲到一个同样一件事。
He said, well, a good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit.
他说好树结好果子坏树结坏果子。
And by their fruit, you'll recognize them.
凭着他们的结出的果子就可以认出他们来。
So, in keeping with this, of course, it's better to bear more fruit,than less fruit, but the question is, what kind of fruit are you bearing?
所以当然果子是结越多越好，但问题是要结哪一种果子。
So in this text today that we're going to read right now, Jesus is saying this kind of criteria is what he's going to use on judgment day.
所以在今天这段经文里面，耶稣告诉我们他在最后末日审判的时候是要用什么标准来审判。
So can I have someone to volunteer to read Matthew 25:31-46.
是可以请哪一位志愿帮我们念今天这段经文马太福音25:31-46.
Someone who hasn't done it in a while.
谁是好像很久没有帮我们念经文的。
In English and then in Chinese.
英文跟中文。
Okay, got a volunteer for English. How about Chinese? Thank you.
When the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set his sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you a drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer and say to them, Assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me. Then he will also say to those on his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, Assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life.
当人子在他荣耀里同着众天使降临的时候，要坐在他荣耀的宝座上，万民都要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分别出来，好像牧羊的分别绵羊山羊一般，把绵羊安置在右边，山羊在左边。于是王要向那边右边的说，你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。因为我饿了，所以给我你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身露体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。一人就回答说：“主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，给你吃；渴了，给你喝；什么时候见你做客旅，留你住？”或是赤身肉体给你穿，又什么时候见你病了，或是在监里来看你呢？王要回答说，我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既要坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。王又向那左边的说，你们这被诅咒的人，离开我，进入那位魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去。因为我饿了，你们不给我吃；渴了，你们不给我喝；我做客旅，你们不留我住；我赤身肉体，你们不给我穿；我病了，我在监里，你们不来看顾我。他们也要回答说：主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了，或渴了，或做客旅，我赤身肉体，我或病了，或在监里，不伺候你呢？王要回答说：我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既不坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是不坐在我身上了。你这些人要往永刑里去，那些义人要往永生里去。
There's something when you read this that just jumps out immediately.
读这段经文的时候，我们会特别注意到一件事。
You see what it is?
是什么？
What jumped out to you?
你觉得印象最深刻的是什么？
For me, it's feeding, giving drink, putting clothes on, taking care of the person.
对我来说，我觉得，就是给人吃，给人喝，给人衣服穿，给人地方住。
All these actions towards other people.
这都是啊。怎么样来对待别人？
And you hear that and you start thinking, have I done this enough or not?
看到这个之后就会反省自己，我有没有这样做？
You start thinking, what is the way I treat other people?
就开始想我怎么对待别人。
And I'm going to address that in a minute, but I want to step back a minute and just focus on the fact there is this time of a judgment day.
这个我等一下会再谈，不过现在我先来谈将来会有一个审判的那一天。
Because you don't need to worry about how you act towards other people unless there is a day when your actions are going to be called to account.
因为将来有一天你的行为怎么样都会受到审判，因为这个缘故你今天怎么做才有那个重要性。
Now you've all heard the verdict with the Saddam Hussein trial, right?
在座每个人都听到有看到那个新闻讲到海山被判刑，对不对？
Does anyone not know who Saddam Hussein is?
在座没人不知道谁是海山。
He's the former president of Iraq. Former dictator of Iraq.
伊拉克前总统是一个独裁的总统。
Maybe a few weeks ago, there was a verdict of guilty of murdering many, many, many people.
几个礼拜前他被判有罪哦，他杀了很多人。
And over a week ago, we heard that the sentence had been carried out. He was executed.
那大概一个礼拜前，我们听说他已经被处决了。
And if you were an Iraqi or maybe a soldier who fought in the war, you probably followed that trial carefully the whole time. It was going on for a while.
如果你是伊拉克人或者你曾经在伊拉克打过仗，你可能会从头到尾很密切在注意这则新闻啊。
But I think you're like me.
我想你们跟我差不多。
Most of us thought in our minds, well, I hope that trial goes well, but that's just not my trial.
大部分人都会想说啊，希望这个整个审判过程很顺利。不过，这毕竟不是在审判我嘛。
It's not like I need to show up in court for that. Or give my testimony for that.
我也不需要去出庭啊。
It's not my trial.
这不是在审判我。
I've got other things to do.
我还有别的事要忙。
And the thing is, people. I mean, it's correct to have that attitude if you are me in Taiwan and that's a trial going over in Iraq.But people do the same thing when they think about Judgment Day.
像那样审判员在伊拉克跟我们来说当然有点事不关己的感觉。可是我们如果对这个最后的审判日也是抱着同样的态度那就不对了。
When they hear about Judgment Day or they read about Judgment Day, their first thought is, oh, that's not my trial.
很多人一听到这个审判日就会想说这个跟我没关系。
I'm not a criminal, I'm not a murderer.
我又不是一个犯人我也没有杀人。
But listen to what Jesus is teaching here.
是我们来听听看耶稣这边怎么讲。
See, everybody's facing this judgment day.
他说在审判日那天每个人都要接受审判。
And his choice of what he's emphasizing in his teaching, he could have talked about a lot of things, is a good lesson for you and me on what we should focus on when we think about our own lives.
其实这段经文它可以啊有不同的重点啊。
And it's a good lesson for what you and me should think about in our own lives.
可以啊，帮助我们去思考我们的人生要怎么活。
See, more than anything else, what you should be concerned about is your eternal status. That's what Jesus' teaching here is talking about.
不过耶稣在这边的重点是讲到说我们在永恒是处在什么样的一个地位。
You should be concerned about what is the verdict that's going to be given on Judgment Day related to me.
你最关心的应该是在审判日那一天你会得到什么样的判决。
Because you are on trial. That's what Jesus' teaching is saying here.
因为耶稣在这边讲的他的意思就是说现在受审的人是你。
The whole life of man is lived in a courtroom before God.
我们人的一生就是摊开在法庭面前在上帝这个审判官面前。
And God is the holy, righteous, almighty judge.Of this earth.
上帝是这整个地上那个公义圣洁的神。
And he sees everything, and nothing is hidden from his sight.
他是一个最公义的审判官，什么都逃不过他的法眼，他对一切都了若指掌。
Now that's especially people don't pay attention to the fact that God sees everything.
不过很多人都没有去想到说上帝对一切都了若指掌。
If people were really concerned about this judge who sees everything,There wouldn't be absolutely no crime. Nobody would sneak into your house to rob it late at night.
如果每个人都知道说上帝什么都看得见了，什么都逃不过他的眼睛，就没有人敢在半夜的时候偷偷跑进人家家里去偷东西。
Now, a robber thinks, well, I can get away with it if it's in the dark and I'm coming to a house and they're gone for New Year's, so I can come and steal something.
小偷可能觉得说这户人家不在啊，现在是过年啊，我可以进去偷东西，没有人会知道。
But the robber is a fool if he thinks, well, he's on trial and the judge is sitting there, he's somehow going to sneak up and take the ring off the judge's finger and steal it.
可是没有人那么笨吧，笨到竟然是你在法庭上受审，你还跑上去偷那个法官手上的戒指。
If you are in a court and you're on trial, you have your best behavior going on there.
你在法庭上受审的时候一定是中规中矩的很守规矩。
So when the Bible speaks about Judgment Day, that's the verdict time. It means right now, you're in the courtroom.
所以当圣经上谈到这个最后审判日的时候，就是你要受审的时候，所以你现在就是坐在这个法庭里面受审。
And human beings, they just act like their life is not in a courtroom, but it's somewhere else.
可是我们人好像都活的那个态度就好像是我们并不是在法庭里面，我们是在别的地方享受一样。
They think no one can see, no one knows.
就觉得说没有人看得见我在做什么。
But that's a problem because God knows the heart and He sees it all.
可是问题是，上帝很清楚我们的内心的景况，他什么都看得见。
He not just sees your actions, He can even see your thoughts.
他不但看得见你的行为，他也看得见你内心的想法。
So as this passage is saying, you need to be concerned about Judgment Day.
所以这段经文告诉我们，我们必须要关心这个审判日。
You need to be concerned about your status before God.
我们必须要关心自己在上帝面前是处在什么样的地位。
So that's the Bible's teaching here. It's for you to learn that wisdom.
所以这段经文要我们能够有这样的智慧。
Now, when Jesus describes Judgment Day here, you see two animals. What are they?
我们在这段经文里面看到耶稣把人谈到两种动物。
Sheep and goats.
就是绵羊跟山羊。
It's kind of funny because, and sometimes I noticed in, if you just say yang, it could be sheep or goats, right?
因为在中文里面如果光说羊的话你分不清楚是哪一种羊。
But of course, everybody knows the difference between sheep and goats.
不过你讲绵羊跟山羊就知道两个不一样。
The sheep are nice and woolly.
绵羊就是很温驯。
And usually they're,relatively obedient, and the goats are on their own, and they eat everything.
通常就是很听话，什么都肯吃。
And they don't always gather together as a flock. A goat will go off and do their own thing.
Sheep.
A goat.
哦，对不起，山羊的话，它就是很喜欢乱跑，常常就是跑跟整个羊群是失散。
I even saw a picture of there are these goats in Africa that actually climbed up a tree.And we're eating the leaves off of the tree, so it was like a sloping branch from the ground, and they were up at the top eating.
我看过那个电视上演那个非洲啊，有那个山羊还爬树上去吃树叶。
But in this parable, there are only two kinds of animals: sheep and goats.
我这段经文里面只讲到两种动物，就是绵羊跟山羊。
And that tells you there are only two places you will be going after the judgment.
意思就是说，审判之后只有两个目的地可以去。
There are only two categories you can be placed in.
只有两种人。
Either you're a sheep or you're a goat.
你不是绵羊就是山羊。
It's not multiple categories, just two.
没有别的选择，就是这两种。
And therefore, only two places you'll go.
所以呢，你的目的地也只有两个。
The guilty go one way, the ones that are declared not guilty go another way.
有罪的走一边，无罪的走另外一边。
So, what are the two ways, the two sentences for the judgment that you can see here?
所以审判日那一天有哪两种判决呢？
One's everlasting punishment is one, okay.
一个是永刑，永远的刑罚。
What's the other way you might go?
另外一个。
Sorry, what? Eternal life.
另外一个目的地是永生。
In English, it's the two H's, heaven or hell.
在英文里面讲，一个是天上，一个是地狱。
Verse 34 and verse 46.
这是34节跟46节。
And see, it's really sad. People aren't in their daily life aren't really concerned about this.
很可惜，我们一般人在平常都不会想到这件事。
You can see what people are really concerned with when you look at them at the end of their life.
不过你从一个人在临终前的态度，你可以看出他怎么样来看待他的一生。
A lot of people at the end of their life, towards the end of their life, start looking back over their life, and they're thinking, well, what was good about my life?
很多人在临终前，他们会回顾他们过去，想说我这一生做过什么好的事。
As people lie in their deathbeds, usually it's in a hospital these days, they'll think something about their life. They'll think, well, at least I did something.
很多人在临终前通常会回顾一生的时候会想说至少我做过某件事。
I'll give you an example.
举个例子好了。
And on New Year's Eve, we had people come over to our house and we watched Chariots of Fire.
我们呢在元旦前一天晚上有一些人到我们家来我们在那边看火战车的电影。
It's about some runners.
在讲那个赛跑选手。
And they actually were so good at running that they got into the Olympics and they represented, Great Britain in the Olympics.
就是非常优秀的那个赛跑选手甚至这英国选手甚至去参加奥运。
There was one character, his name is Harold Abramson.
那其中有一个主角。
And he had spent his entire energy in life preparing to win.
那其中一个选手他真的是他这一辈子就是一直在训练预备自己要来赢得这个比赛。
And the weird thing about it is, he was running in the fastest race there was, it's the 100 meter.
那他参加的项目是百米那个短跑。
Well, right before the race, what did he say, Melody?
那就在他赛跑前他讲了一句话。
He's afraid of winning and he's afraid of winning.
他说他一直都很想赢可是他很怕会赢。
And he said he has how many seconds?
他说他有几秒。
Less than 10 seconds to justify his existence.
他说他的人生最重要的就是在这十秒钟以内的。
Because his whole life was geared toward, what if he didn't win the race?
因为他整个一生就是投入在这要赢得这场比赛。
It makes it all meaningless, doesn't it? Makes it all meaningless without meaning.
What is? 所以如果他没有赢得他的一生就是为了要赢得这场比赛。如果没有赢了如果输了他的人生就没有意义了。
Well, he did win. He won his event. He got his gold medal.
不过后来他赢了他拿到金牌。
And it's interesting because even after that he goes out and gets drunk because it seems like it still doesn't help.
可是赢了之后又怎么样呢他还是常常喝醉酒好像对他的人生没有什么帮助。
And it's almost like when he's lying on his deathbed, all he can say is, well, at least I got a gold medal in the Olympics.
会觉得说像那这个人他在临终前他唯一能够吹嘘的就是说至少我拿过奥运的金牌。
Some people in Taiwan, well, anywhere will say when they're lying on their deathbed, they say, well, at least I was respected by most people.
那可能有些台湾人在临终前他会说至少我这一生是受人尊敬的。
Or at least I produced an heir to carry on my family name.
或者说至少我这辈子有生了儿子能够传香火。
At least I got my children well educated and they all got PhDs.
或者说至少我的孩子都受高等教育都每一个都拿到博士。
And some people even have a greater cause. They say, well, at least,I helped transform Taiwan from a dictatorship to a democracy.
有些人甚至可以说至少我这辈子的贡献就是帮助台湾从独裁走向民主。
Now, I'm pretty sure none of you are close to this or on your deathbeds yet.
我想在座还没有人处在临终那一刻哦。
But you can do a similar thing.
不过你有可能有同样的一个举动。
It just became 2007.And you've had a whole year to look back on, 2006.
我们才刚进入2007年然后我们可以回顾这个过去这一年2006年的情
况。How do you pass judgment on that year of your life?
你会怎么样来怎么来看你过去2006年这一年呢?
Do you say, at least I did something?
你会不会说至少我做了什么吗?
You know, whatever answer you could give there ultimately is not important.
其实不管你的答案是什么,最终来说都不重要。
Judy and I went to an event in Luzhou, which is right kind of northwest of Taipei.
我跟 Judy, 去泸州有一个聚会哦,那个大概,泸州是在台北的西北那个地区。
So you got to cross a river and then kind of go north.
要过河。
And Judy was talking about her infant care book she's brought out. So a lot of moms and parents came to that event with their kids.
那这个聚会，这个座谈会其实是 Judy 在谈他的新书，讲怎么照顾婴儿。
I just thought it was really interesting where the event was held.
那我对那个座谈会的那个地点觉得很有意思哦。
In that town, there is a, Mr. Lin, I don't know his full name, Memorial Library.
在芦洲那个地方有一个叫做林建生纪念图书馆哦。
It's amazing. There's like this massive, it's like a granite, red granite building, and there are these, all these steps coming up to it.
是整座那个建筑很壮观哦，红色大理石的外表，然后那个很长的阶梯上去。
And you guessed it, as the steps go up at the center, as you come in, there's a bronze statue of Mr. Lin sitting here on his sofa with his, just sitting there in a dignified pose in a suit.
那大家也猜想得到，就是你走上这个阶梯之后，就看到一座这个林建生的雕像，坐姿的雕像，就坐在一个沙发上，好像很有很受人尊敬的样子。
It reminds me of Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall or Sun Yat-sen Memorial Hall.
让我想到这个中正纪念堂或者国父纪念馆。
But his statue was a little smaller.That's the only thing.
他的雕像比较小一点。
Now maybe he said on his deathbed, well, at least I made enough money to get a huge monument put to me in my hometown.
也许他在临终前想说，啊，至少我赚到足够的钱啊，可以在我的家乡盖一座纪念馆。
Now maybe a few local people or family members know who this person is, but everybody who came to the event,We had no idea who this person was.
也许当地还有几个人，他的后代还知道他而已哦。可是我们来参加这个座谈会的，没有人知道他是谁啊。
But so he's got a statue there, but it's meaningless. Nobody knows who he is anyway.
所以虽然有一座雕像在那边，可是大家都不认识他，没什么意义。
We'll just call it Mr. Lin's statue, but there are thousands and millions of Lins in Taiwan.
比如说是林先生的雕像，可是全台湾有好多人姓林哦。
You know, even if I were to say to myself, looking back,
就算我自己回顾我的一生，如果就算我可以这样讲
，Well, at least I helped get new hope started.
我说，至少我这辈子就是的贡献就是帮助成立这个希望教会。
I'll go down in history as one of the founders of New Hope.
所以历史上以后后人都会记得说这个 Joel Linton 是这个希望教会的创办人之一。
That'll only be significant if you guys get busy so we can have at least 1,000 members or more. Otherwise, it doesn't mean much.
不过除非我们教会可以成长到1000人哦，要不然这个实在没什么意义。
Now certainly helping to found a church is significant, but ultimately it's not very significant.
当然我们能够协助创办一个教会是很重要，可是从永恒的角度来看并不重要。
What is important is where is my eternal home?
最重要的是我们永恒的家在哪里。
What's important is not whether somewhere on earth there is a statue of me sitting in my best suit, slightly fat because I've been wealthy and eaten a lot and enjoyed meals during my life.
重点不是说这个世界上有一座我的雕像哦，然后穿着一个上等的西装，脑满肠肥的样子哦。
What is important is when the Son of Man comes back.
最重要的是当上帝的儿子回来的时候
When the Son of Man comes in all his glory with all his angels.
当人子在他荣耀里面跟众天使一起降临的时候，那一刻才是最重要的。
And all the nations of the earth are gathered before him.
到时候万民都要聚集在他面前。
Will he put me on his right with the sheep?Or on his left with the goats.
那他来的时候，他会把我放在右边跟绵羊在一起呢，还是放在左边跟山羊在一起
？Compared to anything else, that's all that matters.
这一件事才是最重要的。
Everything else is extraneous.
其他的事都不重要。
So, the Bible here is teaching you to focus on the question, "Where will I end up after I die?"
所以这段经文在告诉你啊，去好好去思想，当我死的时候。 我的目的地是往哪里。
And if you're willing to listen to the Bible's wisdom here, you will ask yourself that question.
如果你愿意听上圣经的话，你就会这样问自己。
And of course, then you need to know what are the criteria that Jesus will use to decide where you end up.
那当然，你也必须要知道那个判断的标准是什么。
Now there are a lot of people who say, "Yes, I agree with you. My eternal destiny is important."
有些人会说我同意这个永生的归宿很重要。
They'll say, "Yes, my eternal destiny is the most important issue."
没有错，我人生最重要的就是永生的归宿在哪里。
But then they'll say, "Well, I've already sorted that out. I've already got it under control."
他可能会说，可是这个我早就弄清楚了。
Now the thing is, when Jesus was speaking about these sheep and the goats, he was speaking to people who thought they already had it under control, the Israelites.
其实耶稣在讲这个的时候，他是针对那些犹太人，他们自认为自己已经可以得到永生。
They said, I'm one of God's chosen people, I'm a Jew, I worship at the temple.
他们觉得说，我是上帝的选民，我都会到圣殿去敬拜。
Well, of course my internal status would be dealt with. That's what they must have been thinking.
所以我当然是会得到永生啊。
And every human being has their own standard, just like the Jews.
所以每一个人都跟犹太人一样有自己的一个评断标准。
Basically, some people, the way they've sorted it out is they just say, well, I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good.
很多人的标准就是觉得我算是个好人啊。
Your criteria is not important. Another human being's criteria is not important. Whose criteria is important is the one who is doing the judging, Jesus.
我们人自己的标准不重要，谁的标准才重要呢？就是那个审判官的那个标准才重要。
See, verse 31 says, the Son of Man is the one coming.
所以31节告诉我们人子要来。
So on this issue, there's no listening to yourself.
所以这时候你就不要看自己的标准。
There's no listening to Confucius.
你也不用去听孔子怎么说。
There's no listening to that nun in Hualien City who founded the Tzuji Society.
你也不用去听那个慈济创办人正言法师怎么说。
They might have some good things to say.
他们可能都有一些很不错的道理可以说。
But see, neither of them are going to be the ones sitting in judgment on Judgment Day.
可是这两个人在审判日那一天，他们并不是审判官。
So you need to listen to Jesus.
所以你需要听的是耶稣这位审判官怎么讲。
Now Confucius, he listed 8 virtues.
孔子他有列出八种美德。
You know how? Do anyone just offhand remember what they are?
有没有人知道是哪八德？
Pretty close. You know how you can remember?Is look at the streets in Taipei.
你看台北的街道名字就知道了。
Start with the street north of Xinhai Road.
就是从辛亥路北边那条开始。
What is that one? Heping. And then what's the next one? And then what's the next one? And the last one. There you go. Those are the virtues. And someone when they were naming streets in Taipei decided, oh, it's good to name those.
所以孔子提出的八德，忠孝仁爱信义和平，就成为很多人就把它命名作为街道的名称。
Now these are Confucius's criteria on what makes you virtuous.
那这是孔子的标准，认为这样才能构成一个好人的条件。
And I'm not saying these things are bad. I want other people to love me.
我不是说讲这些不是美德哦。
I want my children to be have some filial piety and a good attitude towards me.
我当然也希望人家来爱我，也希望我的孩子可以孝顺我。
These things are good to be like. I'm not saying they're not.
这些都是很好的美德。
But we need to know Jesus's criteria.
可是我们需要知道，那耶稣的审判标准是什么？
So I want you to look at the text today.
来看一下今天这段经文。
And figure out what Jesus's criteria is.
来看耶稣的审判标准是什么。
And then if you can figure out a way to say it in a really brief, short phrase.
如果你可以用短短的几个字来归纳出来啊。
We'll write it down.
我们就可以把它写下来。
And then one day when some person in this church is elected mayor of Taipei, we'll rename Civic Boulevard with Jesus's criteria there.
如果你能够很简短的用几个字表达出这个这段经文的精神，那个评断标准，将来如果我们在座有人成了台北市长啊，我们就可以把那个市民大道改名成这个名字啊。
So what would you say it is? Jesus's criteria.
你觉得耶稣这边的评断标准是什么？
Care for the least. That's a good way to say it.
照顾最小的弟兄。
Take care of Stranger Boulevard.
所以我们可以取名叫做照顾陌生人大道。
We do these things, huh? 爱神爱人。That's getting close, yeah. We do these things some of the time. That Jesus mentions in this section, we do it some of the time.
其实耶稣在别的地方也有提到同样的事。
See, Jesus is not telling you to go out and make a list of things to do.
其实耶稣在这边提到一些事情，并不是要给我们一些说啊，你们要照这样一项一项去做。
How do I know that?
我怎么知道呢？
Let's look at look at verse 38. When did we, for 37, 38, the righteous will answer, Lord, when did we do these things?
37节，一人就回答说，主啊，我们什么时候看见你这样子呢？
So obviously, in their mind, they weren't thinking,I have a list of things and check, I've done this thing, check, I've done this thing, right? Otherwise, they'd already know when they did those things.
So they actually didn't have... They don't have...
They don't know when they did these things themselves. And if they had been intending, and made a list to say, check, I did this, they would already know.
这些人从这些人回答说，诶，我们什么时候见你这样，我们做的这些事呢？可以看出来他们其实心目中并没有一个清单哦，然后做了就勾起来，所以他们才会不晓得自己什么时候做了。
But no, the point is they kind of just naturally did these things.
不，重点是他们是很自然的就做这些事。
And why?
为什么呢？
Jesus is not getting at a list of things to do, he's getting at the state of your heart. Just like he talked about, is there fruit or not in the past?
耶稣这边的重点不是要给你一个清单，叫你一项一项照着去做，他的重点是你内心的是什么样的心态，什么样的态度。
See, people are naturally greedy and selfish.
我们人很自然，人性就是自私的，贪婪的。
And we'll do things for other people if we think there's some kind of benefit to it.
如果有好处的话，我们就会愿意对别人好。
There's a term, what is it called? Sinai? I don't know how to say it in Mandarin.
Sa jiao.
Sinai. It's when a little kid is nice to you, but there's a little implication to it.
小孩子撒娇的时候，他其实都是别有用心的。
Because they're nice to you because they want you to do something for them.
他们就是表现很乖的样子，希望你可以做帮他们做一件事。
We all know about doing things for other people for an extra reason.
我们都有那一种经验啊，就是我们对别人好，其实有别的动机啊。
That's just the nature of man. We're greedy and selfish.
其实这就是人性哦，是自私，是贪婪的。
And this is why he keeps talking about stranger here.
所以啊，耶稣在这边才会一直谈到这个客旅，就是陌生人。
You did things for a stranger who you had no idea if they could help you or not. There's nothing you could get out of helping them other than just helping them.
你帮助这些素昧，就是这些陌生人，没有见过的陌生人，因为其实你是很自然去帮助他们，因为他们也不可能回报你什么。
You know, we love our dogs because our dogs are always happy to see us when we come home.
像我们有养狗的人很喜欢我们的狗，是因为我们回家的时候狗都很高兴看到我们回来了。
That's called selfish love.
这是一种自私的爱啊。
But what the Bible is talking about here is not selfish love, but self-sacrificing love. That is what's present in a person who will bebe parted and put with the sheep.
可是这段经文讲的是能够是一种自我牺牲的爱。如果你能够这样无条件去爱别人，这样的人就可以 被放在右边跟绵羊在一起。
You've probably heard it. It might be some churches named after it. And in the Greek, it's agape.
你可能有听过这个字哦，希腊文叫 agape。
It means self-sacrificing love as opposed to, you know, loving someone who's going to love you back. Philadelphia is brotherly love, but agape is loving someone who is not lovable and not going to love you back.
Agape 这个中文翻作雅加贝的爱，它就是一种自我牺牲的爱，是无所求的爱。
Now, in Mandarin, we have the word 爱, it's a general word for love.
不过在中文里面，爱是一个很一般性的。
Now, I don't know if this word is also used in Mandarin, but in Taiwanese, there's another word, tia.
在啊，台语里面我们说是 tia, 就是是爱的意思。
But it almost has this connotation of a painful love.
那中文里面我们说是疼爱，这个疼是有那种痛苦的意味。
tia。
And
so a lot of times in the Taiwanese Bible, when they translate agape, they use that word.
所以在台语圣经里面，他们翻译到这个自我牺牲爱的这个爱字的时候，它是用疼，用疼爱这个字。
And it's not exactly the same as agape, but it's close. It approaches that idea.
当然，这跟自我牺牲的爱是不是不完全一样，可是是很接近。
I hope I understood that right. I hope I'm not teaching you bad Taiwanese.
希望我对台语这个字了解没有错。
But the main point is to understand agape.
不，重点是我们必须要了解这种自我牺牲的爱。
It's a costly love. It costs you something to love someone like that. You don't get something from it.
这种爱是要付代价的，是没有回报的。
You see, if you, and here's where it comes back to Judgment Day.
你看我们这边在最后审判日这天。
If you have faith in Christ, it's because you've been given a new heart.
如果你已经信靠基督，你的心你已经得到一颗新的心。
It's through faith, by grace you have been saved through faith.
你得救是本乎恩，是因着信。
Now, if you have a new heart that's modeled after God's heart, there will be a new kind of love in your heart.
如果你有一颗新的心，是像上帝那样的心，你心里面就会有新的爱出来。
You will have a heart of agape love.
你就会有那种自我牺牲的爱出来。
And so, there will be this strange natural love for strangers. It's just a fruit of that changed heart.
因为你的已经得到一个新的心，你就会很自然的，也很奇怪的，你就能够去爱陌生人。
Now I realize some people have more of that love, and some people have less of it. But that is a fact, a fruit of someone who has genuine faith.
那我知道有些人能够特别有这种自我牺牲的爱，他比别人还多。我觉得那是因为他的信心结出来的果子。
Now, in John 13:35, you can write this down, but you don't have to turn to it.
在约翰福音十三章三十五节，你可以记下来。
Jesus mentions a new command he gives his disciples.
耶稣啊，在这边给门徒一个新的命令。
And then verse 35, he says, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you love one another."
在这边他说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就会认出你们是我的门徒。
Again, it's a criteria.Of seeing who is really Jesus' disciples.
所以这是一个标准，可以看出谁才是真正的门徒。
That presence of love, that kind of love, shows who is Jesus' disciples.
有这种自我牺牲的爱，就可以看出他是耶稣的门徒。
And that love is present not because a person says, "Oh, I got to have that love to be accepted by God, so let me go work on it."
那这个人有这样的爱，不是因为他刻意去装出来的，希望可以得到神的接纳。
That love is present because the Holy Spirit has given a person a new heart to believe.
这个人有这样的爱，是因为圣灵已经更新他的心，让他能够相信，能够这样去爱。
It's a changed heart.
所以这个心是改变过的。
The Holy Spirit makes you more like Jesus.
圣灵让你更像耶稣。
Now we don't have perfect love for others.
我们对别人都没有完美的爱哦。
It's only Jesus who had perfect love. for strangers.
只有耶稣能够用完美的爱去爱陌生人。
And not just strangers, but enemies.
而且不只是陌生人，还是敌人。
We can't do that on our own.
我们靠自己没有办法这样做。
But that's the way God's love is.
可是上帝的爱就是这样。
But God demonstrates His own love toward us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
基督在我们还做罪人的时候就为我们死，上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了。
And see, if you have that faith, you are clothed with that perfect righteousness of Christ, if you have faith in Him and what He did.
如果你能够信靠耶稣，有这样的信心，你就会可以穿上他公义的袍子。
So you can have hope that on Judgment Day,Jesus will say verse 34 to you.
这样你到了审判日那天，你就有信心，相信耶稣会对你说34节这段话。
Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance prepared for you since the creation of the world.
你们这蒙我父赐福的，可来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Matthew 25:34.
这是在马太福音25章34节。
So if you're a Christian, though, you will have a new heart. It's not just you're clothed with Christ's righteousness, but there's something new in you like Christ.
如果你是基督徒的话，你的心就会改变，你会有一颗新的心，就像耶稣的心一样。
And this new heart will result in fruit and love for people that you didn't have before.
这个新的心就会结出果子，让你能够去爱别人，是从前做不到的。
So I want to ask the Christians now.
所以现在我要问在座的基督徒。
Now, if you're a non-Christian, what this whole section should show you is I need to be concerned about my eternal fate, and I need to look on God's promise that whoever believes in Him will have eternal life.
如果你还不是基督徒，你要来看看这节经文，来看你永生的归宿是什么。你要知道圣经上说，凡是相信他了，就可以得到永生。
But if you are a Christian, I want to ask you this.
可是如果你今世基督徒，我要问你一个问题。
You need to go get a heart checkup.
你需要去检查你的心。
Have you lost your first love?
你有没有失去你起初的爱？
You have a new heart, but has it gotten hardened over time?
你有一颗新的心了，可是你的心又渐渐的刚硬起来。
Why is loving other people not so natural anymore as it was when you first believed?
为什么你不再像刚信主的时候那样容易去爱人了呢？
You know, throughout history, Christians have always cared for the sick and the poor.
我们知道在过去历史上，基督徒一向都是很会去照顾那些疾病、贫穷的人。
Are you that kind of person, or has your heart become hardened?
你是这样的人吗？还是你的心已经刚硬了？
During the Roman Empire, there was a bubonic plague that came through.
在罗马帝国时代啊，曾经有那个黑死病蔓延。
And only the Christians were willing to care for the sick.
那当时很多人啊，得黑死病死了，生病了呢，只有基督徒愿意来照顾这些病人。
Because if you are caring for the sick, you have a very likely chance of getting sick yourself and dying.
因为照顾这种病人很容易被传染，你自己也会死。
And because so many people died, nobody's family was there anymore to care for them.It was only someone who's willing to care for a stranger that would care for them.
当时死了很多人了，所以很多病人根本就没有亲人可以照顾他们。当时只有基督徒愿意来照顾这样的病人。
But it was the Christians who had a new heart, and you could see it in the fact they weren't afraid to die, and they had a love for strangers.
因为基督徒有一颗新的心，他们不害怕死亡，他们对陌生人能够有这样的爱。
Now, would you have been one of them?
如果你是生在那个年代，你也会是这样的一个人吗？
Or is your heart hardened, even as a Christian?
还是虽然你已经是基督徒，你的心却是刚硬的？
If your heart has started becoming more and more hardened as a Christian, I hope God gives you a heart attack and takes you home to be with Him so it doesn't get any more hardened. It will stop it.
如果你是一个基督徒，那可是你的心已经刚硬了，渐渐在刚硬了。我想，希望上帝可以让你啊心脏病发作，带你回天家，这样你的心的境况就不会越来，就不会恶化。
For a Christian, it's better to die and be done with this life and go home to your reward for Jesus than to get more and more hardened in your heart. And that's what God does sometimes to save you from yourself.
对基督徒来说，你能够回天家与主同在，比你在地上你的心一天一天的刚硬还好。
And he won't let you go once you're a Christian. So he might resort to drastic matters to keep you, but he won't let you go. Once you're a Christian, God will not let you go. Jesus said, "No one can take you out of my hand."
你一旦已经信主成为基督徒，上帝不会轻易的就放你走，因为耶稣说，没有人能够从我手上夺走。
But he might resort to drastic measures like taking you from this earth.
但是上帝有可能就带你回去，采取一些很彻底的手段。
Now I know as you're thinking about this, even as I think about this, I see my heart is often hardened and it doesn't have the love it used to.
其实我自己在讲的时候，我也感觉到我的心没有像以前那样的柔软，我没有那样那么多的爱。
That it's still there, but it's a lot less and a lot less intense. There's not as much fruit as there used to be.
觉得已经没有像以前那样可以结出那么多的果子。
How can you change?
那你要怎么样才能改变呢？
Look at verse 40.
看40节。
Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.
这些是你们既坐在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是坐在我身上了。
See, Christians are united to Christ.
我们基督徒在基督里是合一的。
They have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ, living in them.
是有圣灵住在我们里面，联合我们。
And if you don't love other people,If your heart's hardened towards that, especially if they're Christians, it says something about it.
如果你是基督徒，可是你的心是刚硬，你没有办法爱别人，我们就可以看出你的内心是什么样的情况。
And especially if those other people themselves are Christians, if you can't love them, it's saying because you don't love Christ very much anymore.
如果你是基督徒，可是你连基督徒你都没有办法去爱。
You don't love Christ.
你就表示你根本就不爱基督。
It's like a marriage.
这很像是一个婚姻。
It's all exciting at the first, but over time you could get almost too used to it and you stop loving the person like you need to.
在婚礼刚结婚的时候，新婚的时候很兴奋，可是渐渐的你就你的热情就冷淡了。
And so, if you find yourself having trouble loving other people, and your heart's a little more hardened as a Christian, you should ask yourself, Lord Jesus, do I love you much anymore?
如果你是基督徒，你发现的心越来越刚硬，越来越难去爱别人，你要去问耶稣说，主啊，我到底爱不爱你？
And it's just like in a marriage. There's a way to deal with that, is that you begin to...Go back and develop and rediscover your love and develop your relationship with that other person. And you need to do that with Christ too. That's how you will come and change your heart and love other people.
但是这样的爱是可以重新眺望的，帮助你去重新去爱别人。
Did you say it's like a marriage?
就像在婚姻里面，你对你的配偶，你可以重新去眺望那个爱。
It's the same type of thing. It's about a relationship. And your relationship with Christ has gone cold. And that's why you've stopped loving others, because you don't love Christ very much anymore.
这就是我们跟基督的关系也是一样。我们越来越，我们的关系可能越来越冷淡，所以导致我们的爱越来越少。
I want to end today with what happened to Peter, and this time I want you to turn to it. It's in John chapter 21.
最后我们来看约翰福音二十一章
，verses 15 to 17，
十五到十七节，这边讲到彼得的事情。
Now Peter had this situation himself where he actually denied Christ.
彼得他自己曾经不认主。
And he actually did it so much he called a curse down and said that he didn't know Christ at all.
他甚至喊出来说他根本不认识耶稣这个人。
And just look at how Jesus comes and works on their relationship and restores that love.
来看后来耶稣怎么样来修补这个关系，怎么样重新把这个爱放在彼得心里面。
It should be on the last page of the book of John.
应该是在约翰福音最后一页。
When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these? And Simon answered, Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you truly love me? He answered, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, Take care of my sheep. And the third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, Do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all these things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, Feed my sheep.
约翰福音二十一章十五节，他们吃完了早饭，耶稣对西门彼得说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣对他说，你喂养我的小羊。耶稣第二次又对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得说，主啊，是的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你牧养我的羊。第三次对他说，约翰的儿子西门，你爱我吗？彼得因为耶稣第三次对他说，你爱我吗？就忧愁，对耶稣说，主啊，你是无所不知的，你知道我爱你。耶稣说，你喂养我的羊。
See, don't you see, it's the love and the relationship with Christ that flows into a love and care for other people.
有没有看出来，我们跟基督之间这爱的关系，让我们可以自然流露出对别人的爱。
And that's the solution if you looked at your hard heart.
所以如果你的内心刚硬的话，这是这可以解决这个问题。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Oh Lord, we sit exposed before you in our sin.
主啊，我们在你面前，我们的罪都是向你显明的。
It's so apparent.
我们的罪是这样清清楚楚展开在你面前。
It's so apparent because we can't say we love people like you loved them.
因为我们不能说我们真的是像你爱人一样的去爱别人。
And then we know we don't love you like you love us.
也知道我们没有办法像你爱我们这样来爱你。
Lord, I just pray you would work on the relationship we have with you this day.
主啊，求你开始在我们心里面动工。
And we thank you because of your perfect righteousness and your perfect love that we can have a hope to be sorted with the sheep instead of with the goats.
主啊，谢谢你，因为你有完美的慈爱跟公义，所以我们有信心，将来可以像绵羊一样在你的右边。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I wasn't quite sure whether to break it up or not, with the testimonies and communion.Do the testimonies first or communion first?
不晓得要先让大家做见证，还是要先领圣餐呢？
I think I'll do the testimonies first.
我想先呢，先做见证好了。
So, I asked Chris to share today.
请 Chris 来分享见证。
And hopefully, when you share, we'll see. What God did to change your heart.
希望在做见证的时候可以看见神怎么样来改变你的心。
So do tell us a little about how you were before. I'm putting us...
分享以前的状况。
I feel a little bad because it doesn't really relate to what you said this morning, but maybe it will. Sometimes God will make it relate somehow.
对不起，因为我的见证跟今天早上的讲道好像无关，不过也许 会有一些关联。
Actually, I come from a non-Christian family, and I grew up in Canada.
我家不是基督徒家庭，我是在加拿大长大。
But instead of maybe sharing about how I came to know Christ, maybe I'll share about how I came to Taiwan.
我跟大家分享我如何成为基督徒之前，我想先跟大家分享我是怎么来台湾的。
After I graduated from school, I was working at the bank and I really hated my job.
如果我大学毕业后在银行工作，很讨厌这份工作。
I looked for some other work, but just unfortunately couldn't find anything else.
我那时候想找其他的工作，可是都找不到。
But I knew that it's really easy to find an English teaching job in Taiwan, and I knew it paid pretty okay, so I thought, why don't I go there?
可是我知道在台湾要找教英文的工作很容易，而且薪水还不错，我就想说那干脆来台湾好了。
I also didn't really spend much time praying about it. It actually, maybe in about a week and a half to 2 weeks, I decided, oh, I'll just go away.
事实上我也没有为这件事情做很多祷告，我在决定以后一两个礼拜我就来台湾了。
I really thought, oh, just what's 1 year away from home? And if I don't like it, I can always come back home.
我想说啊，就试一年看看，不喜欢的话，我还可以回加拿大。
Before I left, I actually didn't even really know where Taiwan was.
我离开加拿大的时候，我根本还不知道台湾是什么样子。
When I actually came to Taiwan, I didn't really think I would like living here as much as I did, and I didn't really think I'd enjoy studying Chinese as much as I do.
我来台湾的时候，我其实不觉得我会很喜欢住在台湾，我也不觉得我会很喜欢学中文。
And the blessings were all abundant. There was, I could find, God helped me find good friends, Christian and non-Christian, and local and foreigner.
可是神很丰富的祝福我，让我找到很多好朋友，有基督徒也有非基督徒。
And of course, helped me find a good church that teaches what the Bible says.
当然也帮助我找到一个很好的教会，让我能够学习圣经的教导。
But even still, I could start to feel that dissatisfaction again.
那我慢慢的可以感受到那种满足的感觉。
And it had to do with my job again.
可是我开始觉得不满足。
And it had to do with my job again.
又不喜欢我的工作了。
I just felt that really, God didn't really want me to teach English anymore.
我觉得甚至觉得神不想要我再教英文了。
So I just started looking for other work.
所以我也开始找其他工作。
And what I did is just basically look as many ads, job ads as possible that were in Chinese.
我那时候就看报纸上面的工作广告都是中文。
The only part that's in English is a company name and the contact email address.
那唯一的英文广告就是上面有公司的名字，然后有一个 email 在那边。
I remember my first interview, they called me and it was with a European marketing research company.
我记得我第一个面谈是跟一个欧洲的公司，它是专于市场行销的工作。
And the secretary calls you to confirm when the interview is going to be.
他们的公司秘书打电话给我，跟我说面谈的时间。
And praise God, my Chinese is good enough to know the date, the time, and the address.
还好我的中文够好，至少我听得出来在哪里，在什么时间，要面谈。
When I got to the company, this is how the interview works. They give you 2 tests.
那我去公司面谈的时候，他们就给我考了两种考试。
The first test is really easy. All it is was basic, like first year marketing things, like there's diagrams, there's calculations, there's graphs. I could finish it pretty easily.
第一个还比较简单，主要是关于市场行销的一些统计、一些图表。那我觉得我很容易就做完这些题目。
The second test is, I think, to this day, I'm not really sure what it is. I think it's a personality test. It's all in multiple choice.
第二种考试我到现在还搞不清楚到底是怎么回事，可是我觉得好像是要测试我的人格，它的题目都是那种多就是选择题。
But unfortunately it's all in Chinese.
不幸的是那份考题全部都是中文。
And at that time I haven't even started learning characters yet.
我那时候甚至连中文字都还看不懂。
So then every interview was the same after that. They said the interviewer kept on saying,I think you're a really good kid. I think you're going to work really hard, but I'm sorry, your Chinese just is not good enough to work in the company.
所以从那次以后的所有的面谈结局都一样，就是他们都说我人还不错，但是我中文不行。
So I remember I just going through interview after interview hearing the same thing and it's very humbling.
所以我一场又一场的面谈，结果我听到的都是同样的评语，我真的是大受打击。
But I think what was encouraging is I'd only been in Taiwan for a short time, but there are many people that were very willing to help me find other work.
不过让我稍感安慰的是，虽然我来台湾不久，可是有很多人愿意帮我找工作。
They would say, okay, Chris, just give me a resume and I'll give it to my friend or I'll give it to the HR rep.
然后他们就说好吧，你把你的履历表给我，我可以介绍给我朋友或其他的公司。
Well, in the end, of course, God provides, and of course, I work in a company now.
就最后神还是给我一份工作，所以我现在就是我现在的工作的公司。
And every day I get by God's grace, because I don't feel I have enough experience in the field of work or have the language skills to deal with the work.
每天我都觉得都要靠神的恩典来工作，因为我又经验不足，然后语言能力也不足。
Pastor Tim came back three months ago in October. Pastor Tim.
那康牧师他去年十月有回来台北一趟。
And I had lunch with him after, and he asked me, "Well, Chris, now what's your plan?"
他我们一起吃午饭，他就问我说，那 Chris, 你接下来想做什么？
I told him, "Well, my plan now would be to stay in Taiwan."
我跟他说我会留在台湾。
And I said, "Because God's given me this other job, this other opportunity, I'll stay in Taiwan."
因为我刚刚说，因为神给我另外一个机会让我找到工作，所以我决定留在台湾。
If he didn't give me that job and didn't give me this other opportunity, I would have left.Probably before we moved to this new facility, so probably like summer of last year.
所以那时候神如果没有给我那份工作，搞不好我在我们搬到这边之前，教会搬到这边之前，我就会离开台湾了。那可能就是去年夏天就走了。
I think it's a good opportunity now because I'm in an office building, and it's very difficult for missionaries to get into offices.
我觉得神给我的这份工作也给我一个好机会，因为我在的工作的地方是个办公大楼，通常传教士都不太能够进去。
Because missionaries, they can't just go to the front desk and say, "Can I talk to your staff about God? And can I give your staff free Bibles?" They can't just do that for an hour.
因为传教士不可能就进到我的公司，然后跟我们公司的人说，我可不可以去跟你们的职员传教，或者说可不可以跟他们发圣经？事实上，他们不太可能这么做。
Nor do I think a one-time visit is really that effective.
那就算他们勉强来了一次，一次的功效也不大。
But a regular worker and a regular person that has everyday contact with people that don't know God.Well, that seems like a really good opportunity to share the gospel.
可是因为我本身在那边工作，我每天跟我同事有接触，这样对我而言，我就很多机会跟他们传福音。
I think really God only calls the best people to be full-time ministers, and really the best people to be pastors and full-time missionaries.
我觉得神他是用最好、最聪明的人来当全职的牧师或传教士。
But I do feel that, If God doesn't call me to be a full-time minister or any type of full-time Christian work, I'll still use that for my leverage.
那我觉得说，虽然神他不见得会要我做全职的牧师或传教士，我还是可以用我所有的来跟别人分享。
Because if a missionary came to me and I'm just a local Taiwanese person, I'd be a little intimidated to talk to them about God.
因为如果我是本地台湾人，那一个外国传教士来找我讲传讲神的福音，我觉得我会有点不好意思。
But if you're a regular person that does a regular job, I feel that they might be a little more willing to talk to you about who Jesus is.
可是因为我本身，我只是一个平常的人，我只是在这边工作的人。那反而对于当地台湾人来讲，我跟他们分享福音可能还容易一点。
So I'll continue to do that every day till God calls me to go somewhere else.
所以我会继续这么做，直到神他有另外对我有另外一项计划为止。
I remember this verse before I left Vancouver.And it's found in Joshua 1, chapter 10. Joshua chapter 1, verse 10.
Say again?
Just to remember a verse in the Bible, Joshua chapter 1, verse 10.
我离开温哥华的时候，我记得约书亚书一章十节的那个经文。
And well, at this time, Moses has passed away, and God calls Joshua to lead the Israelites to the promised land and cross the Jordan River.
那时候摩西已经过世了，神要约书亚领着以色列人过约旦河到应许之地。
And he says to Joshua, he says, "Have I not commanded you? Do not be discouraged, do not be terrified, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go."
神那时候跟约书亚说，是他拣选，说我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为无论你往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
So I know that maybe possibly God might call me to somewhere else.
我知道神也可能呼召我到另外一个地方去。
But the second move for sure, I'll take more time to pray about it and plan about it, not just take off like I did the first time.
不过第二次如果神呼召我到另外一个地方去，我会多多为此代祷，不会像第一次离开加拿大的时候想也没想就走了。